You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to Points to Paradise. Megan here with you. I hope you are having a wonderful week and that you're ready for Christmas. I cannot believe that it is Christmas time already, but I love this time of year so much. I'm such a sucker for the lights and the decorations and baking and presents and just all the things. Plus Paige is, she's three this year, so she is so excited for Santa and she knows about everything and she's so excited for her presents and it just makes it just so much more magical. I really don't want her to grow up because I'm cherishing this so, so much. So I hope you have a Merry Christmas and that you have a wonderful week. Plus, I'm really excited because we're going to Florida in a couple weeks, so I get to go to the beach and escape the cold, which I'm really excited about. And this is going to be a great vacation. I cannot wait to share this resort with you. It's been on my list for a while, so I'm really excited. Okay, so today's episode is talking about how much does it actually cost to stay at these luxury resorts. So many people are like, okay, I have points, but like, what does this actually get me? And again, you can use your points to stay at Holiday Inns and Hyatt houses for very, very cheap, like 6,000 points a night. But if you are like me and you want family-friendly but luxury hotels or even adults-only luxury hotels, you probably will be surprised that it doesn't cost as many points as you think. So, yes, they obviously cost more than the Holiday Inn, but they don't cost millions of points. And if you have the right credit card strategy for your end goal, luxury resorts, it's absolutely possible with sign-up bonuses, and that's what I do. We pretty much only stay at really nice luxury resorts. Now, they are not five-star every single time, but we try to stay at really, really nice places that are going to provide us with great amenities, great pools, really nice rooms. We almost are always getting room upgrades for free at these places. And so some of these rooms that we book cost $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a night, which I would never pay. And I am paying less than 100,000 points a night at some of these places. So I'm going to talk to you kind of about what some of these cost, some of the ones that I've really liked that we've stayed at, and how to know if you're getting a good value out of it based on the cash cost of what it would cost to pay for it every night versus how much points you're paying to see if it's worth it, okay? Because we never want to, I mean, occasionally I have paid for hotels where the cash cost is equivalent to my points cost, but most of the time I'm double to tripling the value of my points for what the cash cost would have been. So I want to get the best bang out of my buck for the points that I have, if that makes sense. So I'm still shopping around for good deals, but sometimes, like we just went to Sedona last week, I paid a pretty penny for that really nice luxury resort and it was not a great points redemption, but I really wanted to stay there and I got some really great benefits like free breakfast and $100 credit. And I just wanted to stay there. I wanted to try something different. So to every person, it's going to be different on the value that you want out of your points. Or if you're just taking one really great vacation every single year, I would go all out with your points and it really doesn't matter. And just do what you want to do. Like there's no wrong way to use your points. Okay, so It doesn't cost as much as you probably think. So first of all, if you've been around, you know Hyatt is your sweet spot. That is where you're going to get the best bang for your points is with Hyatt, okay? You have lots of options from family-friendly luxury, adults-only luxury, all-inclusive resorts, which is really where you're going to get the best value out of your points, I think, is for a all-inclusive resort, because then everything's included and you literally don't have to pay for anything. You're getting a free vacation other than the taxes and fees that you pay on your flights to get there. So we have stayed in amazing, like, presidential suites, VIP suites, all of these amazing rooms, and all we do is send an email before we go asking for a room upgrade. And this works for me and my clients, I would say probably 90% of the time. I had a client who just went to Phoenix with her husband on a nice romantic getaway. They got not only a room upgrade with a beautiful balcony overlooking the resort. She said I think she also had champagne waiting for them in the room with like an anniversary card. Like, they will pull out the stops for you when you send this email. I'm telling you, it's gold. All of my students get this. So if you're in the Travel Points Academy, you have this email template in there. But this is another way to, when you're staying at a luxury resort, also just get an extra boost of luxury by staying in a room that you would have never paid cash for. So that's also part of this strategy, is booking the basic room with points. So whether that's like a 2-queen bedroom or a 1-queen, whatever the cheapest room you can book on points is, and then sending that email template to get the room that would have cost even more. So sometimes if I book like the basic room, so for example, let me think here. So I booked, when we went to California, we stayed at an adults only all-inclusive resort. I booked the basic room on points, which was 90,000 points for 2 nights is what we did. Yeah, 2 nights. So I booked it for 90,000 points. If I would have booked the room that they upgraded us to, it would have been probably I would need to look, but it was around like 200,000 points. So almost double the amount of points. And the cash cost doubled. So the room that I booked would have been $5,000 if I would have paid cash. And the next room that they upgraded us to would have been $7,000. So you're getting so much value out of it just by sending an email template and not wasting your points, because you could book those fancier suites on points. Sometimes they will open that up, but I'm not going to spend double the amount of points when I'm almost guaranteed to get some sort of room upgrade and not have to spend extra points. So that's the first tip. Second, like I said, Hyatt. Hyatt is a great one. So lots of examples here. Hyatt Regency Maui. I love that resort. It's right on the beach. It's absolutely amazing. Cash costs for those rooms are around $600 a night, and you can book it for 40,000 points a night. So again, we're looking at the value of the points versus the cash cost. If you were to cash out 40,000 points, that's $400, and the room is $600. So right there, you're getting a 200 plus value out of it. Okay, that's one of my favorites. I actually have a client who's eyeing that resort right now to go next summer. The one that we are going to in a couple weeks is the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point in Florida. So I booked these rooms. We're going for 3 nights. I booked them for 29,000 points per night. So a total of 87,000 points for 3 nights at a, again, on the beach resort. It has its own private island. It has a water park, like ultimate family-friendly luxury, which is my sweet spot. 87,000 points. If I cash those points out, it would be $870. I just looked. The cash cost of booking that same room would be almost $2,000. It's $1,900 for that room. So I just turned $870 worth of points into almost $2,000 worth of points. That is what we're looking for, and that's what Hyatt allows you to do. I could go on with the amount of Hyatts that we've stayed at. Hyatt Ziva in Puerto Vallarta, amazing, on the beach, beautiful ocean views, your own private beach, all-inclusive, everything included. They were so great with Paige. We had our own, we were in like the, I forget what they call it, like the preferred room. So we had the preferred club. We had our own bar tender downstairs that just was for our book, our tower of rooms. Like, amazing. You can order whatever you want off of the menus. They walk around. You're sitting at the pool. They just start walking around with, like, skewers of shrimp and appetizers. Like, the amount of value you can get out of some of these points for luxury resorts is amazing. So if you haven't heard me harp on Hyatt enough, it's great. The category, so they rank their resorts category 1 through, I think, 9. I can't remember the top, or 8. Anyway, the sweet spots for this are kind of like the category 4, 5, maybe even 6. So the higher ones are super luxurious and great. They're just going to cost some more points. And then the category 1 through 3, even 4-ish sometimes, can be more. So those are like your Hyatt houses, your Hyatt places, those lower tiered ones. But the category 4 and 5 really are great sweet spots. That's kind of where your Hyatt Regencies are going to be at. And everyone's going to be a little bit different, but you can find, like I said, some of these resorts are 18,000 points, 20,000 points, 40,000 points. Like, you can find some amazing resorts for 50,000 points or less. Okay. Now going into, we'll go to the next one, Marriott, which I absolutely love Marriott, but it is going to cost you just a little bit more. I do think that they tend to be a little more luxurious. I can find some really great resorts for 50, 60,000 points a night, okay? So again, it is going to cost you a little bit more, but I could stay for 3 or 4 nights at a Marriott and spend around 150 to 200,000 points. The Phoenician, which I've talked about a lot on this podcast, is in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona, and I can book that resort for, on a low night, 60,000 points, 70,000 points, somewhere in there. Super luxurious, backed up against the mountains, tons of pools, beautiful rooms. They also have like these villa type rooms. Again, they've always given me an upgrade every single time I've gone there. And that resort costs, I need to look at the cash cost of it, but I know I'm getting a really good value out of my points. We also went to Oahu last January. We stayed at a Marriott property there. I only paid 50,000 points per night for this resort, and I was shocked that that's the cost of this place, because all of the rooms were ocean view rooms. Again, they upgraded us. We had an amazing beach right in front of us, tons of pools, water slides, fish koi ponds, like just the ultimate Hawaii vacation. And I only paid 50,000 points a night for this resort, which I was really, really surprised. So again, you could find Marriott properties that are 100,000 points a night. Like, that's something, even Hyatt has some ridiculously outrageous points per night redemptions, and you can find those. And I book those every once in a while, but you can also find really good valued luxury resorts when you know where to look. I actually have an entire destination guide for my students inside the Travel Points Academy and in the lounge, so that they, if they like don't know where to go and they just have a bunch of points and they're like, I need some inspiration, they can start looking through that guide and figuring out maybe where they want to go or how much points they want to spend. And I break down all these different resorts, and I talk about like the food and if I got an upgrade and if you would like it, if you like this, this, and this, and here's some activities that we did. I break all of that down. And then even the students inside the lounge, as they go on their trips, because they're obviously going to different places than I've been, they're putting in their reviews as well, and I'm adding their vacations to the destination guide. So it's really just an amazing little like travel vault of places. So like, I'm only giving you a couple here. That is the power of the community that we have, and everyone kind of just sharing ideas, and they'll be like, hey, I'm thinking about going here in the group, and someone will jump in and be like, oh, I went there, like it was amazing, you should definitely book it. Like, everyone is helping each other plan their trips, and it makes it so much fun. So shameless little plug for the Travel Points Academy. If you're not in there, get your booty in there. Prices going up in 2026. And then the last hotel brand that I will talk about, obviously, is Hilton. They are a hefty price, okay? So most of the luxury resorts with Hilton are going to cost you 100,000 to 200,000 points per night. So a little more, but there are two little hacks that you can do if there's like a Hilton property that you really love. I really have the Hilton Tulum all-inclusive resort on my list. I also really would like to stay at the Waldorf Astoria in Cabo at some point, or any of the Waldorf Astorias. They just had one open up in Costa Rica that I really want to stay at. So two little hacks to make that price a little cheaper. So first is transferring from American Express. Like I mentioned in the gold card episode, you can actually cut that price in half. So if you transfer 50,000 points over from your American Express account to Hilton, it actually is going to turn into 100,000 points once it's in your account. So that will make the cost of these basically cut in half. The other hack is to get a credit card or grab the one of the Hilton credit cards when they have elevated offers. They do this usually once a year. They will add a free night certificate onto the sign-up bonus. Their free night certificates are good at any resort. There's no cap. So like some of the great ones are in the Maldives, Bora Bora, Overwater Bungalows. They go for sometimes like 300,000-400,000 points a night. I have seen some of these Waldorf Astorias for 1,000,000 points a night. Like it's outrageous. You can use those free night certificates for any of those resorts. So that is like the ultimate hack for Hilton. And then you can add on the other nights with transferring from American Express, or you can combine some of those free night certificates. Like maybe you get one, your husband get one, and then you kind of combine your reservation. Like there's all these little hacks that you can do. But just know Hilton is going to be really, really pricey, but there are some great ways to, again, book these luxury hotels for not the actual cost of what everybody else is paying. And you're getting a way better value than the actual cash cost, which we would never pay that because it's outrageous for some of these. Now, you can also book a lot of these luxury resorts in the travel portal. Sometimes you'll get a good deal. Sometimes you're going to get like just the base cash value out of the points. So like 100,000 points is $1,000. It might be that equivalent if you book in the travel portal, but you're going to get access to a lot of different resorts that aren't main chain. So not Marriott, not Hyatt, not Hilton. Like with the American Express Platinum, you're going to get access to the fine hotels and resorts. So you're getting access to higher end hotels that other people aren't getting access to. Chase has been doing some really great promotions with the Boost. So it's basically, they call it Chase Boost, and they're boosting the value of your points. I've had me and my clients finding some really good deals inside of the Chase travel portal. So I think that's a great time to book something in there if there is a boost and you're getting a really good value out of it. Again, you can stay at some of these really nice resorts that you wouldn't be able to book on points otherwise that aren't a part of like the main portfolios, like the one we just did in Sedona. So transferring your points almost always is going to be the best value, but definitely double check the travel portal, because you never know what you're going to find in there. And sometimes there, like I said, are some really good deals. So while yes, this luxury resorts are going to cost you a little bit more, I wanted to break it down to you to show you that you can actually stay at some really nice resorts for 30,000 points, 25,000 points, all the way up to 100,000 points. It really just depends on what you're looking for. And there are times when we are just don't need something fancy and we're just going there real quick. And then there are the trips like when we were going to Florida and when we went to Sedona that were like, we want to stay at a really, really nice resort. And so we're willing to pay some extra points for that. And again, everybody's different. You can start mapping this out, start accumulating those flexible points so that when you're ready to book a luxury resort, they're sitting there. Like I have, I think it's like 180,000 points sitting in my Marriott account right now that when I decide, I have a couple resorts in mind, but when I decide to actually pull the trigger, I can book those luxury resorts because I have that really great stash of Marriott points. And again, I have stashes of points all over the board, but I like having those so that when I do decide to pull the trigger, or my husband, which he does all the time, he's like, hey, we should go to Scottsdale this weekend. I'm like, okay, great. I have the points. Let's stay here and we can try all of these different resorts. Another Marriott one that I didn't mention was in San Antonio. We did this year. Oh, such an amazing resort. And I used free night certificates for it, so I didn't even pay points. So those free night certificates with Marriott and Hilton are kind of like gold and can really help you save a lot in points. And I always encourage my students to grab those certificates. Always have a plan on how you're going to use them because they do expire in a year. but it allows you to stay at these luxury resorts without even having to pay points and save a ton of money. So those are all my tips. Just wanted to let you know what the actual cash cost, or sorry, the points cost of it is, so that you know it's totally possible and you can do this actually really quickly. You can earn the amount of points it costs to stay at some of these resorts very quickly. In 3 months, you could be staying at a luxury resort and not have to pay a single penny for it. So I hope this was helpful. I hope to see you jumping into the Travel Points Academy before the end of the year. I would love to help you book a luxury vacation. It's literally one of my favorite things to do, is to help you find a vacation that is going to blow your mind, blow your husband's mind, make your kids say you're the best mom ever, and make a trip that your family is never going to forget. So hope this was helpful. I will catch you next week.